got off to the quick start, but it looked like they had the tempo from the get-go in today's game.
I thought we fell into their tempo. I thought the quick start, we got some easy shots, and towards the middle of that quarter, we started taking jump shots, quick jump shots, which we missed, which in terms led to fast break points. And we got caught up in their style of play. I thought we got off to a real nice start. And as opposed to just coming down and playing or sticking to the game plan, playing early or playing late, and continue to attack the basket with post-ups and penetration, I thought we took some quick jump shots in the middle of that first quarter. We missed them, and they were able to get back into the game.
You also had a couple guys getting some foul trouble early. That changed your rotation plans and having to take Marcus out early. And
yeah, I mean, it's come down to the team that's been the aggressors. You know, tonight they pounded us on the boards. They outworked us on the boards. The traps, we expected that to happen tonight, far as double teaming LaMarcus and Brandon. At times we were late, you know, getting to our spots and getting the ball to the weak side, and forced misses, and we turned the ball over, which again led into transition baskets.
All three of the losses so far being by large margins.
Again, that the team that has been aggressive on the defensive end of the floor, who's been able to force or control, get their tempo, has been the team that has won. They were the aggressors in game 2 and 3. Game 4, we came out aggressive. Tonight, they were the aggressors again. If you look at the free throw line, you know, they shot 32 free throws. We got 24, but I would say 10 of those free throws in the fourth quarter. Game's pretty much out of reach, so they dominate getting to the free throw line, and then second chance points. You know, 15 offensive boards, 22 second chance points. So when they miss, they went and got the ball.
How do you feel Brandon played today? Got some foul trouble throughout the game, but how do you feel he played?
He got in foul trouble. I thought that threw off his rhythm. Got him in early in the second half, and game was pretty much, you know, they had pretty much control of the game, so decided to pull him.
We've seen each other 5 times now. For game 6, is it just a matter of going out and trying to control the pace, or whoever's the aggressor is going to?
Well, you got to execute. You got to execute your game plan. You know, we knew they would come with quick double teams, and they did a good job of double teaming and getting out of those double teams and forcing or taking away LaMarcus and Brandon's post-ups or ISOs or pick and rolls. They did a good job of getting second opportunities by going to the boards against us to transition. They got into their transition tonight. So you got to execute. It's not a matter of just going out there and playing. You got to go hard, but you got to execute your game plan. And, you know, their bench was great tonight. I think 55 points from that bench tonight, that's huge.
You had mentioned before game 4 that you were concerned about Brandon's conditioning. Was this a game where his conditioning caught up to him because he didn't have that adrenaline?
No, I don't think so. He got some quick fouls and, you know, picked up 3 quick fouls or 2 quick fouls and picked up the third, you know, in that second quarter. And, you know, sometimes you just can't get into a rhythm when you're in foul trouble like that.
Ryan, Dudley, at Bay all series. Why do you think they were able to get going tonight?
Well, again, I think a lot of that led to their transition, led to those guys being freed up. And, you know, he wasn't hesitating tonight. I thought he was aggressive, looking for his shot. You know, there's been talk about needing both he and Dudley to step up. And I thought tonight we made some mistakes on our coverages in the pick and rolls, in transition, and Fry was aggressive shooting the ball.
Thank you.
Thanks.